Greetings, my dear brethren. Hello to everybody over there. It's very nice to have this opportunity again, and a blessing for my life, like I mentioned before, and hope it will be a blessing for your life. This subject that today we are going to analyze, trying to go a little bit deep, and hoping to express myself clearly, and so we can all be good with this with the scriptures that God wants us to learn, maybe to remember, or anything that God let us do today, let us learn today. So I really hope that try to express everything that I have in my mind, that I did here, to do my best, of course, and for sure hoping that everybody are okay over there. And I really send hugs to everybody, and the brethren over here, like I've said before, we're not too many, but all say hi, just whatever you are listening to it. Okay, so at the beginning of this very, very message, I'm going to try to focus in something that basically we used to do every day of our lives, but sometimes maybe we did it before without even the maybe. I'm totally sure that you have said to somebody or something, you have said the word goodbye. I'm positive. I'm sure that whenever you said goodbye to some people from your family, probably, or from your work, or anything, you know, like that small word that I'm mentioning to you right now has such a deep meaning. So I'm gonna try to go deeper, just whatever we might think that it's only a simple word that sometimes we just say, like say hello or any other simple word. But it has some background, some history, and besides that, it's very, very united with something that is the main purpose of this message, that I'm gonna try to everybody will see what that small word has to be with our daily life. Okay, so like I said, usually when we say goodbye to the people, it's not only that word. Sometimes you say take care, sometimes you probably say, I don't know, hello to your family, hope to see you soon. Whenever you say goodbye to everybody, it's not that only that word. Sometimes you say another things, but sometimes it's only that word. Bye-bye, goodbye. So basically in the other hand, besides now that we're in English language, if we go to the Hebrew language, they used to say this like goodbye, but in another deep way, we can say, you know, like I'm sure that everybody probably, or I don't know, I mean, it's very common word that we used to hear from movies and from people from Israel, you know, Jewish people, and when they say goodbye to their loved ones or everybody, they say shalom, right? So shalom has a deep meaning that they are not just saying, okay, bye-bye, shall see you later, or something like that. Shalom, when they say shalom to somebody, it means peace. They are sending that person to, or saying to that person that they wish some peace for them. You know what I'm trying to say? So, or well-being is another like synonym from peace. And many others of them, they say shalom aleichem. So shalom aleichem means peace be upon you, right? So they used to not to say only like for saying goodbye, just whatever. I mean, probably there could be someone or someones that they just like do it because of they have to do it or something. But the meaning of that word is very, very deep and very important for Jewish people when they say it from their hearts, you know. So I'm sure that we, in some point of our lives, we have to say goodbye to bad habits, bad customs, unpleasant jobs, and many other things which in one way or another we are saying goodbye. To such things have brought us satisfaction and growth in our lives in general sometimes. Okay, so how is it possible then that this single word is so short can cause us different feelings in various circumstances? The purpose of today's message is to evaluate and analyze the relationship that this small but peculiar word has with our past life, but at the same time is in our future life. Okay, so for that reason I just try to summarize or with numbers, like trying to separate make a division of three things specifically that I want to think about it deeply, not just listen it. I mean, think it deeply with your heart and with your mind. So we are going to explore these three things all through this message. Number one is what it means to say goodbye to that old man or woman we used to be or ceasing to be. That's the first one, and that's the main purpose of this message. And the second one is why is it truly necessary to do so? And the third one, how we can achieve it in our daily lives, which is what we all seek or should seek, right? To be better every day and always pleasing in the eyes of our Holy Creator Father. So the title of this message, for those who are taking notes, is goodbye. As simple as that, goodbye. In the English language, we all use bye. As you know, I'm from Guatemala City, and my main language or my native language is Spanish, Español, right? But for the purpose of this message, of course, I will. I did a little bit of research about English language for sure, and trying to see when that goodbye started and everything. So, like I said at the beginning of the message, we're going deep in this word. So, the shortening of goodbye is just bye. Right? Bye-bye or bye. And the latter in turn originated from the old English from God be with ye. right? So that means God be with you, right? So of which there is written evidence from the 14th century. It seems that the form God be with you evolved into the contraction God be with you. And then it comes the goodbye. So the appears written at the beginning of the year of 1573. So by the late of 16th century, it was already used as goodbye. Okay, so this little word then emerged and as an expression of a good wish, for sure, to go with God or go or wish somebody to go with God, like a good wish, like I said before, like something very going deep, you know. So the original meaning, therefore, very positive and kind it is. Not only when receiving it, but also when we saying it, to continue sometimes saying good things to people that you're saying goodbye, right? Somebody. But also has a connotation of being used as a normal farewell, as well as being used for disappointment, surprise, disbelief, or irreparability of damage, etc. So surely, throughout our lives, on repeated occasions, we have said or have been said this short word, for sure. And on certain occasions, it was for good, and on others, it caused us distress or mixed feelings. Like saying goodbye to a loved one, or saying goodbye to somebody that just passed away, or saying goodbye to somebody that you are not going to see for a long period of time. But literally, the entire world in their languages, of course, has said this word that has a great significance. As we remember that every word that comes out of our mouths has a special power, depending on the form or end, not only the form and the purpose, you know, which is said. The purpose of the word that you are saying has such a, is very important, you know. And let's see what God tells us about it in the first biblical scriptures of this message. So let's go to Proverbs 18, Proverbs chapter 18, and the verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21. And says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Brethren, let us remember that from our mouths can come words that build up or words that curse. And for that very reason, we must be very, very careful before we say something. We have to analyze well. And it will be much better if we think very carefully before saying a phrase or word. Because if we don't, we could fall into sin by contracting ourselves in our speech. Let's go to the second biblical scriptures. Come to with me and go to the book of James. The book of James, the chapter number 3. And we're going to read the verse number 11 and 12. We are there? Okay. So, can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. But just as we say is what we think, our actions also speak louder than our words. That's like an old saying, you know? Our actions speak louder than our words. And here I want to get to the focal and central part of this message. How have we truly, just think about this, and really put your mind in what you're going to hear right now. Have you, have me, have we truly said goodbye to our old man or woman? Have we truly said goodbye? What or who is that old man mentioned in the Bible? That old man represents our sinful human nature, the one that was dominated by sin before we came to know the fabulous, glorious, unique, and special truth of God. Through His holy word, for sure, we learn about it, and we are still learning about it. So, and even also before truly knowing our Savior Jesus Christ. So, this old man is characterized by deceitful desires of the world, the moral and spiritual corruption that taints our heart and drives us away from God. That's the old man that it says in the Bible. Finally, causes the lack of spiritual discernment without the truth of God in our lives. Join me and go to Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 22. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. True Christian life is a process of transformation in which we leave behind our old nature. We have to leave it behind. If we don't really do it like that, we are not doing anything good in our lives. We have to live our lives based on the commandments and statutes that God has left us in His holy world, in His holy word, the Bible. And the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Ephesians, emphasized the need of abandon that old man in order, of course, to live according to the will of our Holy Father. That's the main purpose that we need to look forward, you know? Live according what God the Father wants us in our lives, once in our lives. So, similarly, when Paul speaks of putting off the old man, he uses the images of taking off a dirty old garment or to put on a new one. We cannot live in the new life that God gives us if we continue to cling to our old nature, to our old sinful past, to our old mistakes. Those things has to be really and literally our past life, our old man. If we don't do it like that, if you and me are living like we used to live before we know God, the truth of God, so we have to really think about what we are doing in our lives, don't you think? So, with all this being said, I ask you, and me of course, Why should we strip away or truly say goodbye to the old man? What benefits or advantages does it bring to our lives when we do it truly and wholeheartedly? What will happen if we decide to continue living that old life in our daily lives, after knowing the truth of God? So there's a lot of experiences that you and I could have all through our lives. So I want to do just a little, tell you a little bit what I heard about a friend of mine here in Guatemala. And friend of mine told me once about his pastor of another church. The name of this church is Guatemalan Christian Fraternity. It's one of the oldest church of Protestant religion. And so this pastor, he was saying something about what can he feel, or what will he feel if somebody put it inside of a box or of a room. Maybe we can say a room. And if in that room is it could be only alcohol, maybe tequilas or whiskey or any alcohol that you can think, wine, anything. So this pastor my friend told me about his pastor, what he was telling him, and I thought about, this is very, very, like, go along with this message, because he said, I'm not gonna feel temptation about drinking even 1 ounce of that alcohol. And then he put another example. He said, what if somebody put me in a room with a lot of different kind of drugs? You know, anything that you know, it will be in that room. So it will be not a temptation for this person, he said, if he will be in that kind of room, you know. But then he said, and he put two or three more examples about it, but the last one he said, but don't put me inside of a room that it will be full of women. Because this guy, he said about his temptation, his old man was women, you know? So they started to say a thing about, I mean, this friend of mine started to tell me about this history, about his pastor, and I thought, so with what you and me, or maybe we can say, what could be really a temptation for us to go back to your old man inside of a room? With women, or men, or pornography, or smoking, maybe, drugs, alcohol, I don't know. Like going to the casino, maybe, or anything could be that old man. So we have to think about the question, one of the questions that I mentioned to you before. We have to think really, really, really deep inside of us. If we are leaving behind, deeply and really, really leaving behind that old man, or women, or woman. If we are doing that, continue living your life like that. Because we have to give back to that old passions, that old nature, that old everything that we have had before. So we have to continue. We have to live a new life, you know? So think about that. And I know about these questions has their answers for sure, and very, very personal for you and me. But I will give you four important reasons that will summarize that many answers to these questions, okay? So the number one is because it distances us from God. We cannot have communion with the Holy God if we continue clinging to our old way of living. It's just as simple as that. The second one, because it hinders our spiritual growth. Sin, stagnation, prevents us from growing in spiritual maturity, in holiness to lead a life pleasing to the eyes of God and in obedience. Are you agree with me? Are you agree what we are listening today? The number three says, because it no longer defines or governs us. Our identity is not in sin, but in the righteousness of God. Furthermore, let us remember that when we accept our Savior Jesus Christ and get baptized, we become new creatures, spiritually speaking. And the number four says, because it gives a bad testimony of life. That's for sure. As believers and of the truth of God, we are precisely called to that, to reflect in our daily lives the fabulous truth that He has revealed to us. So we need to grow like gradually, you know, like step by step, going like everything that we think about it. We need to think about the Bible. We need to think about Jesus Christ. We need to think about God, our Father, the eternal God. So if we live as we used to, our lives will not glorify God in the slightest. So we need to live a new life. We need to be better persons day by day. Now then, throughout this entire message, based on what we analyzed, we might think, how then can we strip ourselves and say goodbye to that old man or woman? Is it perhaps something impossible? Should we then better give up and continue with our lives as we did before, knowing the truth of God, because it is very difficult to live a life of holiness and in the way of God? There are many ways that each of us can personally choose and decide to truly say goodbye to that old way of living and never again fall into temptations that Satan puts before us to sin. So, but I would like to highlight and emphasize a few of that. In general, each of us could apply and that could truly help us based on the Bible, for sure. The number one is renewing our minds. Renewing our minds. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Are you there? Ephesians 4, 23. To be made new in attitude of your minds, Transformation begins with a change of thought based on the Word of God. Just as simple as that. Number two, putting on the new man. Let's go at the same Ephesians 4, but now it's the 24. Just right away there. And then it says, Ephesians 4, 24, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. We must dress ourselves in Christ, adopting His character and His way of living too. Have you thought about that? I mean, whenever you have to do something, have to make a decision, have you thought, what will Jesus Christ do in my position, in my, like, what He will mention to these people, to these, from this decision that I need to make, from anything, you know? Have you thought about that? About really, really adopt His character and way of living in accordance with God's holy and perfect truth, which has been revealed to us, from which we continue to learn day by day, and we must for sure keep doing so. The number three is dying to sin daily. Dying to sin daily. Let's go to Romans, please. Let's go to Romans. Romans number 6, chapter number 6, and verse number 6. Romans 6, 6. For we know that our old self was crucified with Him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Sanctification or holiness is a daily process. This process is not simple, but it's not impossible too. This holiness is a daily process of surrendering to God and rejecting sin. Number four, strengthening ourselves in the Holy Spirit. Join me, let's go to Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians 5, 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. We cannot overcome sin with our own strength. We need to believe that. We need to really think about that. We are only able to do that, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. The last one, the number five, it says, seeking sincere and true brotherhood in the church. Hebrews, let's go to Hebrews number 10, chapter number 10, and verse 25. Hebrews 10, 25. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Surrounding ourselves with brothers and sisters in faith help us remain steadfast and receive support in our spiritual walk. Despite the trials and adversity we face daily. So, my dear and beloved brothers and sisters in faith, to conclude, after having seen, analyzed, remembered, and delve a little bit deeper into this very important life topic, we can conclude that cheating the old man or woman is a daily decision and an act of obedience of God. Sorry, obedience to God. It is not something we do just once, but a continuous process of surrender and growth in holiness, like radical changes in some, gradual changes in others. And you know, some things that we really like radically, we say, not anymore. We can do it. I had my grandfather, the father of my mother, he died at 2012, I think. But I remember very well when he decided, he smoked all through his life, like the famous Marlboro. And I remember very well, I had around 25 years old or something, me. And he had around, I don't know, 75 years old or something like that. And I remember very well when he said, since tomorrow, I'm not going to smoke anymore. And he did it. And he died, let me see, like 8 years after that. And he never had lung cancer or something like that, thankfully, thank God. But he radically said, not anymore. So we can do it. And he was not in the church. So if we have the truth of God in our lives, in our minds, in our soul, inside of us, and more, if we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God inside of us, we can do anything that God allows us and anything that we want to change in our life, if we really want to do it for sure. So by allowing God to transform our lives, we will experience true freedom and fullness in His holy law and in Christ Jesus. Let us then think today, my dear brethren, and decide to truly say goodbye to the old man that overwhelms and harms us. And let us decide from today to truly put on the new man, reflecting the glory of God in everything that we do. Let's bow our heads and please join me in prayer. Dear Father, that you are in heaven, we thank you for all through all these blessings that we have received all this Sabbath and all through our lives. We want really, really to be better persons day by day. And we want to be in that kingdom that you have promised to us. So please, Father, be with us in the rest of, not only in the rest of this week that is going to start at the end of this day, but the rest of our lives. We don't know when that day, the day of our death, is going to come. We don't know if we are going to live 1 year, 1 month, 10 years, or 50 years more. But whenever you want to do or allow that in our lives, that will be the best for us. So we are grateful with you. We are grateful with the purpose that we are still with the breath of life. We are still alive. So we put in your hands our lives, so we can continue to have your mercy and your blessings as you will, as your will. So thanks for everything, and we ask everything, and not only everything I said right now, but the food that we're going to eat in a few moments, we ask the blessing for that food too. And we ask everything in the name, the holy name of our Savior, our Lord, our Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.